So we can simply begin by coming back to a nice and comfortable posture with the way we sit. Finding a suitable cross-legged position for our legs. Our back nice and straight, upright. Hands resting in our lap, our right hand above the left one, with our palms facing upwards and our thumbs gently touching. Our shoulders and the area of our neck, soft and relaxed. Our eyes nicely closed. If we can, it's also good to have them a little bit open. Just slightly open to let some light in. Gazing on the floor in the space in front of you. Our mouth and jaw relaxed and nicely closed. This suitable position for our body for meditation, we can begin by bringing our awareness into this room again. Bringing it into our body. Letting our awareness descend throughout the body. Becoming fully aware of this entire field of the body. And whatever sensations arise in this field. Totally releasing all worries and concerns that we hold in our minds and generating a state of attention that is fully present in the moment right now, right here. Cultivating this sense of awareness that notices every sensation throughout the body. As we breathe naturally and effortlessly. And wherever we feel that we hold some resistance in the body, we feel areas that seem tense and stiff, tight, we can again make use of our in-breath to soften into these areas a little bit, relaxing into these areas. With every out-breath, releasing whatever tightness or tension we hold in the body to the best of our ability. Then, if you wish, in order to finish off the process of preparing your body, you can again take 3 slow, deep in-breaths, breathing in through your nostrils and exhaling through the mouth, being aware of whatever physical sensations arise throughout the body as you breathe in this way. Then we can cultivate a good motivation, a good intention for this meditation practice by working with the thought that we need to generate some space for ourselves in order to be able to familiarize ourselves with the nature of our mind. Yeah, taking some time to turn our attention inwards in order to take a close look at our mind and find out what it actually is, how it operates, what its characteristics are, its habits. So not only on an intellectual level, learning about the mind, but by applying these methods in meditation, gaining an actual experience of our own mind's nature. Because normally we are so preoccupied with whatever goes on outside of ourselves, with external things, that we never do that. We do not look So if somebody comes and asks ourselves, or asks us, what is your mind? Then we do not know. So it's our responsibility to find out. Because with this knowledge, then we can live a life that is much more controlled and much more in harmony with what we actually wish for. A life of inner mental happiness and joy for ourselves, and then automatically also for others. And with these thoughts in mind, we move our awareness to the breath. The movement of the breath and all the physical sensations that arise throughout the body. And without forcing our breath, without making the breath go in a particular way, we totally let it flow by itself. And simply, very plainly, observe the sensations that arise through our breathing in our body. Being highly aware of the difficult sensations, the different sensations, as you breathe in and as you breathe out, as well as in the pause in between breaths. As soon as you become aware that your mind has wandered away, that you got distracted by a thought, simply let go of this distraction and gently bring your mind back, staying with the sensations of the breath throughout the body. And as you watch your breath in this way, try to be completely content with only watching the breath, being fully satisfied with that, making it your own personal celebration, just to sit and give yourself the freedom to stay with your own breathing. So without sitting and thinking, wow, I'm meditating right now, this is supposed to feel very good. You know, it just creates pressure in the mind. So without trying to create anything that is not there right now, with bare naked attention, we relax into this task of observing the in-breath, the out-breath, and the pause in between breaths. Then you can take a few moments to readjust your posture. Stretch your body if you need to. So as Glenn emphasizes in the teachings, in the beginning it's really most important to learn how to relax about things. Without being too sophisticated, wanting to reach somewhere or get something, learn how to make some effort with a relaxed attitude. So relaxing doesn't mean to be lazy, but to make some effort, but in a relaxed manner, from a relaxed basis. Then when you're ready, you can settle back. And for just a few moments, reconnect with your breathing, settling your mind at ease, until I will lead you into a brief meditation where we're going to investigate a little bit into the nature of our own mind. So we can begin by reflecting again that in Buddhism, when we talk about the mind, we are not talking about the brain. Because from a Buddhist point of view, the mind is other than the brain. It is not something physical. the mind being something non-physical is without form or color, not in any way material. We can reflect on the two qualities that the mind has. The first one being that the mind is by nature clear. It is totally clean, clear. It has always been clear, and it always will be clean, clear. So it's important to know that this means that when negativities arise in our mind, they are never one with the mind. They just appear in the mind. Like passing clouds appearing in the clear sky. So because of the mind's clarity, it has the basic characteristic to reflect phenomena. Just as in a clean mirror, things are reflected likewise. The mind has the ability to reflect things. So because of the mind's clarity, things can appear. The second quality of the mind is that the mind is aware. The mind is knowing. So not only does it reflect phenomena, but it also has the ability to know and engage with these objects. The mind can perceive them, experience them, be aware of them. So for a few minutes we are going to examine this nature of the mind. We do so by first simply, again, attending to our breath for a few moments in order to settle the mind. To again come to this peaceful stillness of the present moment. Being present with the breath for just a few moments. come out of this presence, try to become aware of your own mind. Becoming aware of the clarity of the mind, of clear awareness itself. So without engaging with whatever is going on in your mind, without engaging into the content of thoughts or mental events, try to become aware of the consciousness that is perceiving that. In other words, try to let go of what is known by the mind and instead stay with that which knows. Becoming aware of what it is that is perceiving. So try to rest with this awareness, simply abiding for some time in this clear awareness, without looking for anything special. Just try to get a feel for this. And in this way you can gently investigate, what is my mind? Does it have shape? Does it have a specific form or color? Is it somewhere? So since we sometimes have the feeling that the mind does have a specific spatial location, very empirically check for yourself if this is so. Where is the mind? get an actual experience. How does it exist? And discover for yourself, does it have form? And if yes, what form does it have? Look at your own experience very carefully. Without pushing yourself too much again, get a sense of your completely clear mind. Simply recognizing the ever-flowing nature of the mind without getting stuck with anything particular. And whatever arises in this clean, clear space of perception, for example, if it is a physical sensation you feel in the body, instead of focusing on the sensation, try to focus on what does perceive the sensation. And if thoughts or mental events arise, instead of getting caught up with them, focus on what it is that is thinking these thoughts. While you're observing this way, if you get distracted, you can simply recognize this and ask yourself, what actually is a thought? How does it look like? What is its nature? Where does it come from? And also, where does it go? And while you ask yourself these questions, attend closely. Watch and investigate for just a few more minutes the very nature of thought itself. What is it? then you can gently let go of the activity of your mind and come back to your breathing. For one more minute, simply rest with your respiration, calming your mind, being aware of the quality of the mind that you have right now after this meditation we've just been doing. Then we can dedicate the positive energy we have created by doing this practice. With the thought that may we be able to develop ourselves in this way, gain greater insight in the way how our mind exists, in order that we can take more control over our own well-being, being more skillful in our life with this insight of how the nature of our mind is, so that we can bring greater benefit to ourselves as well as to the world, being of greatest benefit to all other sentient beings, becoming more peaceful, knowledgeable people. So you can dedicate in this way if you want.